We're up to the second section of the Rambam's introduction to Perek Chelek, and the Rambam says as follows: Mimasha atatzarch ladas, what you need to know, ki binogei ledivrei chachamim, when it comes to understanding the words of chachamim in midrashim and agadot gemaras, nechleku bnei adam l'shalosh kitos. There are three general perspectives, three different types of people how they view Chazal's words in midrashic and agadic sources. Harishona, the first group. V'hirov ma'asher ra'isi, and this is what the Rambam says, what most people think. V'asher ra'isi chiburav, and when I've read works, says the Rambam, this is what I've seen. U'ma'asher shamati alav, and also this is what I've heard. Heim ma'aminim osam al pshatam. They understand the words of Chazal on a pshat level, literally. V'ein sovereign b'hem perish nistar b'shem panim, and they do not ascribe any deeper hidden meaning to what they read. And when they read things that are fanciful, that are impossible, stories or statements by Chazal that are very hard to believe, they don't seem realistic, for them, they're absolutely realistic. They're absolutely to be understood at face value on a purely literal level. The Omnam Osim came if Yishlohevinu Achachmos. The Rambam says the reason why they interpret them this way is because they don't understand what Chachma is. Veim Ruchokim min Atvunos. They're distant from true understanding. Veim Vehem min Ashlemus Kadeshius Oru Me'aleim. And they have no completion, perfection. They are not complete in their intellectual study. Therefore, they don't even realize. And they're not able to teach themselves to understand that Chazal were speaking in code, they were speaking in allegory or in imagery. And there's no one who's going to teach them otherwise. V'sovrim, and they think. Interesting way that the Rambam looks at it. These people say, listen, I don't see a deeper meaning here. I can only really understand this on a literal level. I don't understand what deeper meaning there might be. The Rambam will say, because they're not so deep. And therefore, they assume that Chazal were also not speaking on a deeper level. And even though there are things that seem impossible, the types of things that if you would tell over one of these stories, a medrash, some of these midrashim, if you would tell them over to an Am Haaretz, let alone an intelligent person, but even to a foolish, simple person, they'd really have a lot of questions and they wouldn't be so quick to believe you. Vayomrim, they would say, even a fool would say, when you tell over some of these stories, they would say back to you, can someone really believe this? Oh, shiyamin shiyamunah nechonah, can someone possibly think that this is true? Kal v'chomer sheyitav beinav? Certainly, it can't be something that's pleasing in your eyes, these stories. V'zoakas aniyas hadas yesh letztayer aleim l'sichlusam. And the Rambam says, these people, nebuch, we should feel bad for them. L'fi shehem mechabdim u'menasim ha'chachamim k'fidaitim. They think that they're doing great honor and they're giving great kavod to the chachamim. V'hem mashpilim osam betachas ha'shiflus v'hem enem evinim zeh. And little do they realize that they're actually degrading them and lowering them by ascribing these types of things, these impossible statements to them, and accepting them on a literal level. So they are disgracing the Chachamim. The Chai Hashem Yisbarach, ki akasazos me'abdim hadras ha'toru me'afilim zohara. This group is causing the honor and the beauty and the greatness and the splendor of Torah to be lost. And they are darkening its illumination. Umisimim Torah Hashem behefach hamechuvan ba, and they're turning Torah into its opposite, something that is not. They're making it into something that doesn't. Torah is supposed to represent chachma, and or and brilliancy, and in fact they're doing the opposite. Tvisha Hashem Yisparuch Amar b'Torah hatmima. Doesn't the Torah tell us asher yishmunas kol chukim o'ela, that when people hear about Torah, the amaru, and what will they say? Rak am chacham v'navon hagoya gadol azah. They will say about the Jews, wow, what sophisticated, deep people. V'hakas azos, misaprim Mipshatei Divrei Chachamim. And these groups, and this group that tells over Chazal statements just on a literal level. When other nations hear what we're saying, they're not going to say, wow, Rak am chacham v'navon ha-goya gadol hazeh. What are they going to say? They're going to say the opposite. Rak am chachal v'naval ha-goya katon hazeh. They're going to say, wow, what foolishness, what disgracefulness, this lowly nation. The opposite of what they should be saying. Jews are supposed to be a light of sophistication to the world. V'rov mash osam el ha-darshanim. And most people that go around and they darshan and they speak about these chazals, they themselves don't even know what they're talking about. And they're teaching the masses. If only these people who don't really know, they don't really understand chazal, they think that they understand all these statements of chazal, it would be better if they would just keep quiet. As it says in Iov, sometimes chachma is shown by remaining silent. Or better, if they don't want to stay quiet, they can at least say, this is a very complicated medrash. I don't really understand the depth of it. It obviously isn't literal, but there's depth here and I don't understand it. But instead, they don't do that. And they sit and they fight and they say, no, it's literal. You have to understand it literally. They think they understand it. And they go and they speak and they try to spread it to the nation, that which they, with their feeble minds, don't really understand. And it's not what the Chachamim were saying. And they give over Mahalchim in Maseches Brachos or in Perek Chelek, which this is the introduction to, Sanhedrin. And they say them over as if they're supposed to be understood literally. That's the first group. The Hakas Hashniyim, Hem Rabim Gamkem. This is also a big group. Vehem Osim Shero Divrei Chachamim, O Shamu'um Ve'ivinim Osim Apshutam. They also saw Chazal's words, and they also understood them on a literal level. V'chashu Shlo Kivnu Chachamim Bo. But instead of saying, and this is truth, instead they say, ha, this is what the Chachamim say, and look how foolish the Chachamim are. They think the Chachamim understood it on this simple level. Zulasi mashamora lof pshat adavar. Vehim boim l'sakelu samu l'ganosam. And therefore they come to make the Chachamim look foolish and to mock them. U'motziim diba al masha einbo diba. And they speak slanderously about something that doesn't deserve the slander. V'yaligu al divrei Chachamim l'rigayim. And they also speak, they make fun of, whenever they have an option, a moment, whenever they have an opportunity, they make fun of the Chachamim. Remember, the first group assumed that they were like Chazal, that they are on the same level of Chazal. So therefore, they understood it on a simple level. It must be that's what Chazal meant, because it can't be deeper. Now, this group thinks that they're smarter than Chazal. Well, Chazal said the following statement, and they explained something literally. How foolish. That's obviously not true. Ushehem, and they think that Chazal, emashon, niftim, that they're fools, grua, they were simple people, petty, grue aseicha, that they are feeble-minded, scholim, bechlal amitzius, and they don't understand what's going on in the world. They see Chazal making statements about science, and they assume, or about other facts about the world, and they assume that those statements are being said literally. And they said, look, they don't understand anything. I have a PhD in physics. I know the truth. Ad shalohi umisigim davar chachma mishum panim. And because of this, it cuts themselves off from the chachma of Chazal. They don't ever get the deeper teaching. For rova nechshon b'zeh ashibush, this is an amazing statement. Most of the people who make this error, people in this second group, hamet yachsim l'chachma sarafua, they are people who are connected with the field of medicine, sciences. Umabhilim b'gzeres kochavim, where they study the stars, they're astronomers, scientists, intelligent people, but too intelligent for their own good, and they think that they're smarter than Chazal. The fishehem b'machshavtam nivonim, in their minds, they're the understanding ones. Chachamim be'enehem, in their eyes, they're chachamim. Umichudadim ufilosofim, and they see themselves as very sharp and as deep philosophers. The kamahim rechokim enoshus, eitzel osim shem chachamim uflosim al emes. And the Rambam says, how much of a joke it is, how distant they are from those who are really deep and philosophic minds, meaning Chazal. Now this group, he says, is much worse, much more problematic, much foolisher than the first group. And this is a cursed group because they label it, they launch attacks against big people, elevated people, people who we know are true chachamim, like the Rabbonim and the Chazal. And these fools, and if these people would just study a little bit and just learn a little bit and just learn how to, sometimes when you're trying to give over deep things, you have to write it in a cryptic way. If they would just have learned that a little bit. And if they also had an opportunity to not only learn theoretic philosophy, but also practical ethics and morals, and they would practice some of this, then maybe, if they had the proper training, they'd understand what Chazal was saying. Chachamim imlo. V'hayim izbayar lahem inyan divrehim. And it would be clear to them what Chazal were trying to say. Because then they'd be mevinim im chachamim Chazal, were chachamim imlo. Then they would know if the Chazal are chachamim or if they're not. And they would know that if they had the right training. So those are our first two groups. V'hakas hashlishis, the third group, v'heim chay Hashem ma'atim ad ma'od. They're a very, very small group. Ad she'en roi l'krosim kat, to the point that I don't even know if I should call them a group. Ela k'mo she'omer l'shemesh min, it's like calling the sun a species. V'rak yechida, in our, and there's only one, meaning from in our world, when we look up at the sky, you wouldn't call, even though the sun is very similar, scientists tell us, to all the other stars in the sky, it's just the sun is much closer. But from our perspective on Earth, we only have one sun. And it functions in a way for us that the other stars do not function in. So if you wouldn't say that there's like this group called the sun, because there's only one sun. This group, or we shouldn't even call it a group, this category of people, so they're people who have clarified for themselves the greatness of the Chachamim and what, how great their minds are. And they understand how the words of Chazal teach very, very true things. And even though the words of Chazal, sometimes they write in very terse fashion, and sometimes you have to know different areas of Chazal's writings. They're aniyim b'makom echad, b'ashirim b'makom acher. They're very sparse in one area, but there's extra explanation in another area, and only if you know both locations will you really understand what Chazal are saying. V'chihem hisigu ha'emes, u'shinizbar gamken etzal miniyos hanimna, u'metziyos ha'mechuyuv limotze. And these are people, they realize that Chazal know the truth. And these people, this group that we're talking about now, they also understand that there are certain things that are impossible and that they just go against all rules of nature. And they know that Chazal don't speak foolishness. They speak truth. And in their minds, they know that when Chazal write things, the words of Chazal, there's the revealed level, and then there's the deeper hidden level. And then whenever Chazal say fanciful, impossible things, so they realize, this group, that what Chazal are doing is that they're speaking in code. They're speaking with parable, with achida, with riddles. Because this is the way of great chachamim. Ulefikach posach sifro gedol hachachamim v'amar, and that's why Shlomo HaMelech, the greatest chacham of all, opened his book Mishlei, and he says lahavin moshem to divrei chachamim chidosam, that to get the wisdom of Mishlei, you need to understand parables and plays on words, and you have to understand the words of Chazal and their riddles. You have to understand that things that are being said are not to be understood on their surface level. V'yaduhu etzel balei haloshon. And anyone who knows language knows that achida is davar hamechuvan bo ben hister. That a riddle is something that there's something hidden behind it. So I don't think a riddle is the right English translation. So we'll just use the Hebrew word achida. They know that achida, so that there's something hidden behind the surface. And that you're not supposed to just look at the revealed. This is like we find in the story with Shimshon in Sefer Shoftim, that I will riddle a riddle. Because whenever Chazal speak, they speak about very deep, lofty things, which is obviously the end goal of speech and the end goal of interaction with each other, is to be able to transmit deep truths. But they're written in a hidden form. And we can't fault the Chachamim for doing this, that they, the way that they teach Chachma is that they do it with a mashal. And they use common pedestrian things, amami, popular things, simple things from life. They use them in order to give over deep secrets. We know, we can't fault them, because we know that the greatest Chacham of all, Beruach HaKodesh, Tzonolomer, Shlomo HaMelech, did the same thing in Mishlei and in Shir HaShirim, or Mixas Koheles. So you could take things that seem very commonplace, very pedestrian, and you could be saying them over, and really there's a much deeper hidden message. V'ichyik sholeinu lisbor, perush al divrehem, ulotziyam ipshatam, kidei shiyeos l'seichel, v'yaskim l'emes, v'im kisvei HaKodesh. It can't be so hard for us to suggest that in order to understand Chazal, we have to not understand them on a literal level. And we need to use our minds to understand a deeper depth. Because Hare, Chazal did the same thing in their analysis of the Torah. When they were analyzing the Pesukei HaMikra, they also didn't understand them on a literal level. And they also interpreted them to be teaching a deeper message, a mashal, a chida. And that's the truth. For instance, as we find, where it's describing some of the men surrounding David HaMelech, like Benayahu, and it says about him that it was Yarad Vihikas Ari B'Sochabor, or Mi Shekini Mayim Mibor Beis Lechem. And these psukim, about how he went and he hit a lion. So Chazal understood, it doesn't mean that he killed a lion. It means that he learned a certain amount of learning, or it means that he, the Gemara in the Ambrachos talks about him breaking off ice in order to be Tovel. They understood these psukim to be teaching a deeper message, not just the simple words that are written. So if they did that, if Chazal did that to the Torah, it wouldn't be surprising that they expect us to do that to their words. Even about the entire Sefer Iyov. Amruk Tzassim, there's an opinion in Chazal that the whole thing is a mashal, right? That's the Gemara in Bava Basra. That the whole story of Iyov never happened. The whole thing is a mashal. What do you mean? It's written in the Torah. How can you suggest something written is not to be understood literally? Rambam says, what do you mean? Chazal did that to the Torah. So we, of course, can do that to Chazal. V'lo perishu le'ezodavar husam zeh ha-mashal. V'chein Meisei Yecheskel, the famous story in Yecheskel about the dried out bones that come back to life. So Amru Ketzasim, there's an opinion in the Gemara that that was a mashal. That wasn't a literal thing. V'Rabim Ka'ilim. The Rambam is not the only one that feels this way. One of the great writers, one of the great Achronim, when it comes to Machshava and philosophy, who really took this approach of the Rambam and used it in his analysis of all of Chazal, was the Maharal of Prague. The Maharal of Prague, what does he basically do in his Sfarim? He basically goes through Midrashim, he goes through Agadat Gemaras, and he tells you what they really mean. When the Gemara says that there was a bird and it laid an egg, and the egg landed on the ground, and it flooded 60 cities, and there were 600,000 people. So the Maharal right away says that there's no bird and there was no cities. bird represents this, and an egg represents that, and a city represents this. He always does that. In fact, the Maharal tells us all the time that the numbers that Chazal choose are not literal. If you notice, the numbers in Gemara are always 60 or 600 or 600,000 or 10 or 10,000. Then it doesn't ever have exact numbers, and it's not because they were rounding up. The Maharal says because numbers. See, the Maharal makes a big deal out of numbers. What does what do numbers represent? Six represents the days of creation. Seven represents the excess, the extent of nature. Eight is going beyond the level of nature. One is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He does it all the time. He speaks about the Aleph and the Elef and how it's the same word and numbers and how one and ten and a hundred and a thousand. A lot of what the Maharal speaks about are numbers and imagery in numbers or in colors or in animals or in different different other creations. So the Maharal very much is if you wanted to see how you could put the Rambam's, this third group's approach, which is going to be the Rambam's approach, how you could put it into practice, you read some of the Maharal of Prague Svarim, and you'll see that that's what he does. Vima taha me'ayin, me'achas mishtei kitos harishonos. If you now, my dear reader, if you are from the first two groups, so al tishkach b'dvarai, you might as well stop listening to me, because what I'm about to do in the next section of this Hakdama is going to be based on my understanding of how to interpret the words of Chazal. So don't listen to me, v'lo b'shum davar mizayin, and don't even start asking me about what Olam Haba is and how to understand Gemara Ziyad Olam Haba. Remember, that was how we started this whole discussion. What is the ultimate good that we're all looking forward to? And he discussed, is it Gan Eden, is it Tchias HaMesim? And then he brought up, what's Olam Haba? So he says, I have an opinion on these things, and it's based on Chazal, but you have to understand first how I interpret Chazal. You're not going to like anything I'm about to say. This is like one of those big disclaimers. If you don't accept with my if you don't accept my method here, so stop reading now, because you're not going to like anything I say. It's going to cause you pain. You're going to despise it, and you're not going to be happy. If I wanted to serve you light, simple foods, small portions, which the Rambam thinks is the right way to eat. Small portions, light foods, healthy eating. If you try to feed that, try to feed it to someone who's used to every day eating a milkshake for breakfast and fast food pizza for lunch and fast food hamburgers and french fries for dinner. If that's a person's regular recipe, and then you try to give them some, you know, a small piece of broccoli and some salmon. So, what's going to happen? They might even hurt his body at a certain point because he's so not accustomed to this kind of food. And certainly, who's so nail some? He's definitely not going to enjoy dinner. Right? The Jews, they were used to certain types of food. And then when they got the mun, so they complained about it, even though the mun is the most spiritual food that you could possibly consume. But they weren't accustomed to it. But, says the Rambam, if you're from the third group, and when you read something the Chazal say and it doesn't seem so realistic, you don't just read it and either accept it, like the first group, or mock Chazal because of it. Rather, you sit on it, you try to analyze it, you try to understand it because you know that there's a deeper meaning here. Fatishkav, Oshul Kalev, Torud HaRayon, and you're involved and you're torn apart because your mind is so focused, you're trying to figure it out. And you strive to get the truth. As it says in Koheles, Limtso Divrei Chayfetz, the cost of Yosher Divrei Emes. That's what you're searching out for. The Azt Stakel B'Sifrize. Then you should keep reading. V'yoel l'cha b'ezras Hashem. And hopefully, what I'm going to teach you now will help you tremendously. Okay, we will, in Mirtz Hashem, next week, begin the third section of the Rambam's Hakdama 2, Perek Chelek.